This English language podcast provides listeners with an insight into Japan. You will find many interesting stories from this behind-the-scenes series.
Behind the Scenes: Battle that destroyed Osaka 400 years ago. No matter what the period, those who want to start a war find reasons to justify their cause. A case in point is Osaka Fuyu no Jin, the winter campaign for the siege of Osaka, a battle that occurred in October 1614. 14 years before the siege, a great battle between Toyotomi's Osaka-based forces and the Tokugawa forces located in Edo, present-day Tokyo, took place at Sekigahara in present-day Gifu Prefecture. Before that, Toyotomi Hideyoshi, who had unified Japan, passed away. Hideyoshi's retainers had wanted his young son Hideyori to be his successor, but Tokugawa Ieyasu, who was Hideyoshi's second in command, aimed to take over the leadership. The Tokugawa forces won the Battle of Sekigahara, and Ieyasu became ruler of Japan. However, because Hideyori still lived, Ieyasu feared that the Toyotomi forces would rise up again. The winter siege of Osaka started with an accusation Ieyasu made about the text engraved on a gong in a temple that the Toyotomi clan had been rebuilding. Kokka Anko, peaceful nation, was written on the gong, a phrase composed of 4 kanji, which contained the 2 kanji of Ieyasu's name. Ieyasu's accusation was that by separating the kanji in the Ieyasu name, the Toyotomi clan was cursing the Tokugawa family. Sensing danger, the Toyotomi clan recruited ronin, wandering samurai without a master to serve. Ieyasu, who had been waiting for this to happen, used it as a pretext for battle. As the Toyotomi gathered their forces, Ieyasu sent out a rallying cry to daimyo, feudal lords, and advanced on Osaka. In order to consolidate and enlarge their territories, many daimyo joined the Tokugawa side, which had the advantage in terms of military might. Many ronin, who had lost their positions at the Battle of Sekigahara and saw this as a chance for advancement, gathered by Toyotomi's side, swelling his force to 100,000. Among them was Sanada Yukimura, a military commander who was fiercely loyal to the Toyotomi clan. Yukimura was an exceptional strategist who had caused the Tokugawa forces to suffer much in previous battles. The 200,000-strong Tokugawa force besieged Osaka Castle, but suffered many casualties because of Yukimura's strategizing. Ieyasu told Yukimura that he would grant him a domain of his own if he allied himself with the Tokugawa side, but Yukimura turned him down. Eventually, Ieyasu proposed a peace treaty to Toyotomi. His terms stipulated that both the Tokugawa and Toyotomi sides would fill in their outer moats. Protected by outer and inner moats, Osaka Castle was Japan's sturdiest castle. The Toyotomi clan, who had also suffered considerable damage, accepted the peace treaty. The Tokugawa military retreated, but filled in not only the outer moat, but also the inner moat within a month. The following year, the Tokugawa clan regrouped its troops, and breaking the treaty, attacked the vulnerable Osaka Castle. With this battle, named Osaka Natsu no Jin, the summer siege of Osaka, the Tokugawa clan completely vanquished the Toyotomi clan. It's surprising that 400 years later, this still continues all over the world, with powerful nations using flimsy pretexts to make accusations against vulnerable nations in order to rob them of territory.
This is drawn from the sound archives of Hiragana Times digital version, for which both language and text are skillfully arranged for students of the Japanese language. For a monthly fee of 500 yen, subscribers to the digital version of Hiragana Times magazine can gain access to new entertaining and educational content, as well as to the magazine's back issues. For more information, check hiraganatimes.com.